Hi, everybody. These are called team features, and these are an opportunity for you to get to know the people that you are going to be potentially working with here at Proudmouth. And today we have Jennifer Tom. She is one of our account managers here, and we're going to dive in a little bit more deeply on who she is, what makes her tick, and of course, what she does for you. So, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. See, it's not really a show. I don't really know why I'm saying that, but I'm so used to saying that, that you're just going to have to deal with my podcastiness. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So describe a day in your life as an account manager here at Proudmouth. What does your day look like?
So my day always starts off with a cup of tea. First, a cup of tea, then probably a second cup of tea, and then I open my emails. I like to go through my emails, make sure I've answered all the questions for all our clients, make sure if they have any issues, we get them sorted out for them first thing in the morning so the rest of their day runs smoothly along with the rest of mine and the rest of the teams. Yeah, it can vary. Every day is different. I could be scheduling with hosts for our clients. I could be going over clients' podcasts, reviewing their podcasts, their summaries, writing, you know, checking their transcripts, make sure everything all lines up. Or if we're onboarding new clients, I could be setting up their Blueberry channels. I could be getting their graphics started because I help out with that part on the back end for all of our account managers.
So what is it that you enjoy? So if you look at a day that you really are like, today was a good day, what does that day look like?
I you know what? Today is a good example because today we actually accomplished something for a client that we've been trying to accomplish for a couple of weeks now, editing one of our clients' podcasts. And we figured out the best and fastest way to do it. This is a special client that has a video. So this morning we actually got to figure out how to do it very efficiently. And that I think is one of the most exciting parts. So finding any way to do anything more efficient for the company, for anyone on the team, for any of our clients, and then having the support of everybody on the team. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to anybody at any given time and they're there for you. And it's great.
I just want everybody to know we're recording this at 10 a.m. And so they solved the problem before even lunchtime on this Thursday. That's awesome. So what's on your desk right now? Let's talk about what you surround yourself with.
Lots of stuff. There's always a cup of tea. A cup of water, a glass of water, notepads, and yes, plural, notepads. Oh. There's several. My laptop, second screen, some pencil crayons and artist paintbrush.
Ooh.
Because you never know. I might need to paint something while I'm sitting here thinking.
Nice. So you've talked about tea. I mean, are you... What is your favorite kind of tea? What do you drink regularly?
Always a black tea with honey and cinnamon.
Oh.
The odd time there might be hot chocolate in my cup. Mm. Not gonna lie. The sweet tooth comes out in the afternoon.
If you had a podcast, what would it be about?
So I've thought about this a lot, only because over the last couple of years, when I turned 40 as a woman, things started to change. So I would actually love to hear a podcast about, or have a podcast about women, and just have one where women are comfortable to say, hey, this is happening to me. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And hear other women with these issues. So it would be based on women. What happens after 40? Why does this happen after 40? What is going on?
What books have made a lasting impact on you, and what books are some of the ones that you reread?
So when I was young, probably about between 8, my grandparents had a cottage, and it was on an island in Parry Sound. Here in Canada. And of course, on that island, there's nobody else there. So as a preteen, teenager, I was introduced to Patricia Cornwell's books, her Scarpetta series, to be more specific. And I have read every single one of those series, every single book, probably twice. And I never miss a book. There's, I don't know what it is. It's something about that. They're more like a crime investigation book. And I like to go through the first 50 pages to 75 pages. I want to figure out, I try and figure out who it is, bad guy is. And I speed read to the end and I go, yeah, wrong. I'm wrong again.
Huh. What TV shows and movies do you enjoy? And what are ones of those that you rewatch on a regular basis?
So I don't watch a lot of movies. I tend to fall asleep. Be honest, you know, anything that starts past 7 o'clock, it's getting close to bedtime. But football, don't bother me on Thursday night football or Sunday football. Always on here. Whenever the Raptors are playing, Toronto Raptors basketball, you will always find me watching that. Otherwise, we'll watch some comedies. Still watching Big Bang for probably the fourth time.
Wow.
Watched Friends over again over the holidays. So we like to get some laughs in. Other than that, there might be a couple of crime, like NCIS style shows that I watch.
All right.
Yeah.
Talents, hidden, strange, or whatever. What sort of talents that you, do you have that people should know about?
So I like to draw and paint. Nothing specific. Sometimes it's scenery. Sometimes it's silly Christmas things. Sometimes it's the walls in the bedroom and the living room that drives my family up the wall. Because, you know, it's 3 months now and I'm kind of bored of it. So I'm going to repaint it.
Nice. When you listen to a podcast, what keeps you listening to the end?
So when I'm listening to the podcast, if I feel like the person talking to me truly believes, putting their heart and soul into telling me what they believe, what they're an expert at, what it is they want to share, and I can feel that that is truly what they believe, that keeps me listening. If there's somewhere, you know, you can kind of hear their, I'm supposed to be saying this, so I'm just going to say it. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of, okay, I'm listening, but I'm not paying attention. Where others, where you can feel the person actually speaking to you, you always want to stay on and you always want to continue to listen till the end.
Hmm. Since you've been doing this for a while and you've seen the growth and development of a lot of the clients that we have here at Proudmouth, what is a piece of advice that you would give an expert who might be terrified about starting their own podcast?
Just do it. There's like a Nike commercial here.
Yeah, there you go.
But I mean, what do you have to lose? What is there to lose? You might gain one client. You might have one client say, here, share it with a friend. Mm-hmm. That friend shares it with another friend. That friend shares it with another friend. You know, the more you're out there, and it's so easy to get out there with a podcast. It's so easy. You sit around, you do a recording, you put it out there, and people can listen to it in their car, at their home, while they're doing the dishes, while they're, whatever they're doing. It's so easy. So just do it. Just start.
I second that wholeheartedly, that I think people should stop having the analysis paralysis and just get rolling. What is one of the most enjoyable aspects of working with clients?
I love getting to meet all the new clients. So I'm part of the onboarding process now. And so I get to meet every single one of our new clients, whether I'm the AM for them or just helping out the AM with the onboarding. I really enjoy that part. Getting to know their personality, learning what their expertise is, and getting to try and craft that into their intro, outro for them. Yeah, I think that's my most favorite part. I mean, I have one of our clients that's really inspired me to broaden my writing skills and speak with confidence. I'm sure you can figure out which client that is.
I know exactly who client that is. When you think of our clients' podcast names, which one of those is your favorite?
So we have a client who has just started with us. So it's a brand new podcast. Nothing's out there yet. but their podcast name is Every Day is Saturday. I love that name. It just makes me think of that's what I want when I retire. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to wake up in the morning, go and sit on the dock with my cup of tea, enjoy the day when the time is right, do whatever. In the evening, go right back down to that dock, probably with a glass of wine this time, mm-hmm. and enjoy the sunset. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my favorite name.
Nice. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for allowing the people on our website to get to know you a little bit better. And this is a great way for them to get to know you. Those of you who are going to be working with you, because we're going to be using that too. So I hope you have a great rest of your day and that we can do whatever we can so that it feels like every day is Saturday for you when you're here at work. I'm sure that's not going to happen, but it's a nice thought. And, you know, I wish that upon you. So thanks.
We can wake up every day thinking it's Saturday.
Nice.
As long as we get the work done. Thanks, Matt.